We're up to the Mishnah and the Aflamed Vav Amed Beis. Ein Eigden es Halulov Ela Beminoi Divrei Rab Yehuda. Rab Meir Oymer Afilu Bechut Bemeshiche Afilu one can be Ma'agid the three Minim Afilu with the Chut which is not from the Dalad Minim. Amar Rabbi Meir Ma'ise Ba'anche Yerushalayim Shoyo Eigden es Lulovayim Begimoyni Yeshazov. So we see that they were mahagid afilu sheinem mina. Amulai b'minei ha'yoygden oisaim elamato. Let us say Rashi and oygdem asalulav ala b'minei k'demeforish b'gmore. I think Rashi means k'demeforish b'gmore. What minei includes? Minei is not only that which you could be yaitza with. But the afilosiv and ikra de dikle is also considered minoy. Chut shal meshiche, that's a threat. Gemayni yais, chut aizov, kfufim, kigimoin. Al shem halochiv kaagmoin. Beminoy oigden oisem ilamato, l'shem mitzvah agad. So memele, so the agad, the mitzvah was beminoy. Bezel enoy baalme. That means if the mitzvah is done with an einemino'i, so it's considered that you mekayim the mitzvah of netilas lulav with an extra min. If the mitzvah was done by minoi, so this is lenoi ba'alma, so there's no psula ba'altoise. Omar Rove, afilu besiv, afilu beikra didikla. So trashi besiv ulire shegodel soviv hadeko. This is a material that grows around the dekel. V'nichach svivoi kelulove gefanim, like types of vines, and this grows around the dekel. Ikra de dikla, lachtoich mimenu nitzorim, v'kelfon ad sheruyim la'agit. You take from the ikar ha'dekel and you cut out from the trunk a small sliver that's flexible and you ma'agit with that. The time of Rav Yehuda, that was Rav Yehuda that says you need minoy, lav mishem hodohu, not because need hodohu, da kimna doloi boy hodohu, we learned before that Rav Yehuda does need hodohu. Elo mishum the boy minoy. So memele, he needs minoy. That's the reason. So if he needs minoy, so this is also minoy. My time of Rav Yehuda, so Rashi says, my time of boy minoy. Even the Omar, so keep double lulav tzorich agad, havalei afa agad mina mitzvah. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, kasava lulav tzorich agad. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the lulav needs agad. The mice in mina achine, so to bring another mean into the agad, hava chamisha mini. So then he's bringing in another mean into the mitzvah. Ba'omar Rove menoa mina lo de si ve'ikra de dikla mina de lulavu. How do I know that this also falls into the category that is a mina lulav? Even though you can't be yaitza with this mitzvah lulav, this is considered a mina lulav. The sanya we learned in a baraisa besukis teishvu shall call dovo divre rameya. A mayor held that schach could be made out of anything that's kidule karke, not mekabotume. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer ein sukene heges, elo bedalet minim shebelulav. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the sichach can only be bedalet minim shebelulav. And the makir is bahadin noisen, it's a kalvachoyma. Uma lulav shein loyig belailois, madoch lulav, which is a mitzvah, which is not noig at night. Ein noig b'leilus ki b'yomim. Ein noig elo ba'abas minim. So even though in this manei ha mitzvah, the Torah was meikel. It's only noig b'yomim. Afal pi kein, the Torah was machmer, that you need dalad minim. Suke shenei heges b'leilus ki b'yomim. Sukkah, that is a mitzvah, that is noig bein b'yom bein b'laylas, a more chomodik a mitzvah. Ein edin shaloi tehei elo ba'arbas minim. So the hechshir ha-sukkah should be davka with dalad minim. That means that the that sukkah that is more chomor than lulav should zicha have the chumres that lulav has. The mitzvah of lulav needs the dalad minim, so the mitzvah of sukkah, which is more chomor than lulav, should zicha need dalad minim. Amrulai, so they told Rabbi Yehuda, Kol din sh'ata don, chilose lahachmer v'soife lahokel, ein eidin. You're going with Amida v'kal v'chaymer. Amida kal v'chaymer is that the chomor should have all the chumres that the kal possesses. So if you'll end up with chumres, so then that's the mida of kal v'chaymer. But if you're going to end up with this limud, you're going to end up that the chomor is going to end up with kules, so memele, so then the mida of kal v'chaymer does not apply. Leimotza abas minim, according to you that you're saying that the sikhah has to be with dalad minim, so what'll be if you can't find the dalad minim? So then it'll be potter for mitzvah sukkah. He says, so your kal v'chaymer created, means lula your kal v'chaymer, I wouldn't know that there's a din of dalad minim, echad mi dalad minim besukkah. So he would be mechuyim besukkah now. Because there's no special halacha what the schach has to be made out of. There's no special minim, as long as it's gedulei kark and not mekabel tumah. But through your kal v'chaymer, you're creating a p'tur. Through your kal v'chaymer, you are creating a p'tur in mitzvah sukkah. So you're creating a kula with a kal v'chaymer. That means your kal v'chaymer is creating this din. So kal v'chaymer cannot bring kulis. That's against the midah of the kal v'chaymer. One kash. V'chein be'ezra oimer, a second kasha, tzu ha'hor, ve'viyu alei zayis, v'alei eit shemen, v'alei hodos, v'alei tmorim, v'alei eitz ovis. Lasois sukeis kakosot. So memele, so we see that the use alei eit shemen, alei zayis, is used for sukkahs. Now, others are moichik this next Gemara, and we see from the Rishonim, they bring this down as a teretz, that they didn't have this in their Gemara. But Al Kaponim, let's just say the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Sova, Hani Litvonis, Alei Hodos, Alei Tmor, Alei Yitzovis, Lischach. That these other Eitzim are not for the Schach, they're for the Tvonis. The Tvonis, there's no Alochis. Usnan, aber kaponim, so that's the teretz of Rabbi Yehuda on this kashi. Usnan, but now, Rav is bringing a riot is yesoik. We learned the Mishnah Mesachichim ben Nesorim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So we see Rabbi Yehuda holds on the Nesorim Makoshe. Now Rabbi Yehuda himself holds, you need dalet minim shebelulet. So the Nesorim are made from the trunk of the trees. So if Nesorim are good, so we see that the Dalad Minim Shebelulev include not only the Chelik of the Ilon that's Roy Lulev, but the whole Ilon is considered one of these Minim. That's a Kimisach ben Nesorim. So Memele, so from that, Rava derived that you could be ma'agid also with the siv and ikra de dikla, because this is the mean of the lulav. There is no bal ta'isiv. Not adding another mean. Let us see Rashi. Elo ba'abas minim shebelulav, lakama beperek lulav arove, yalfinen mikroi lulav bayoim, v'suke bein bayoim bein balaylo. Amrulai kol din kal v'chaymer sh'atodon sh'tchilose lahachmer v'seif e'lohokel ein eidin. אבל חיימש, אתה מסחל לדרש על ידי חיימש שיש בו. The drash is, since this case is more humble, לא הווי לא חיימר אחר בקל וחיימר, so therefore he said, since it's more humble, so it should have another חיימר מן הקל, הקל וחיימר from the קל. כגוין זה, like this case, he's saying that סוכי, which is more humble, which is נאיג בין ביום בין בלילה, should have the חיימר of the קל, וסייפה שאתה מייקל אולוב, בחיימר זה שיבי סבוין. And the end is, this chumre is bringing a kule, shu nepach lahoku, eine kal v'chayma hodun. So this does not fall into the category of a kal v'chayma. Shrei adin melamed olav chayma, because the mide is that the dovo chomo should be chomo. But maybe olav kal, and through this limud, they're bringing a kule in the dovo chomo. Laimotzo echod midalad minim halolu. If he didn't find one of these dalad minim, ye yoyshev ubotl, misuke. The goes Rav Shmuel Shmelke Toibish, in the back, he's ma'ire from Rashi, Rashi added an aleph over here, an echod. Laimotzo arba minim, laimotzo echod midalad minim. That means, afilu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kal V'chomer is that you need one of the Dalet Minim for the Sukkah. You don't need all Dalet Minim. So he asks Akasha, if you're learning out from Lulav, you need the Dalet Minim. There's Dalet Minim Sheba Lulav. So why should, if you're learning out of Kal V'chomer, so why shouldn't you need Dalet Minim, that there should be the Dalet Minim on the Sukkah? As I fact, the Gemara calls of Abba Minim. L'chei Yishlem, the Kavonik, the Gam, Echad Ma'akev. You need all four. Umnam L'fi Anire, Ma'ashm Dein Tzorch V'Dalet Minim. And Kain Koshech Yalef Milulu, Yeshlem Duluv Shani Demak Vidalad Minim, Ashenkin Besukid Le Ma'akev, Surashoy Lachasis Abedovarachev, Etzorachim. He says, if we're noches that you don't need Dalad Minim, Sal Kochoch, so Luluv is more Homo. So, besides, how can you learn out of a chlal that you need one of the Dalad Minim? Lulay de Mistafina, I don't know if this is. Dachsma from Taisus is not mashma like this, but perhaps we could say, in that, there's Dachsma, there's two halachas by lulav. There's one halacha, there's a mitzvah to take dalad minim, there's a mitzvah to take a lulav, and an esrik, and a rovis, and a dasim. That's the mitzvah of lulav, to take these dalad minim. Mein Schmidt Leitzwa Al Sinai. There's no din Netila over here. So you don't need a lulav, you don't need an esrik. Because if you emes, you see, you end up with ikra de dikla, which you can't be yoitza mitzvahs lulav with. Dachsach mir, Rabbi Yehuda Lishitosai. Rabbi Yehuda Lishitosai, Rabbi Yehuda holds Lulav Tzorich Agat. Lulav Tzorich Agat. So in the mitzvah of Natilas Lulav, there's one more factor. There's an Agat also. You need an Agat. In the Agat, the Chassam Sefer says, the Svore of Rabbi Yehuda is, he learns out from Agudas Ezev, here it says Lakachtem, here it says Lakachtem. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Doin mino v'uki be'asra. That means, I learn out from Agudas Ezev, need an agad. But what kind of an agad does it have to be? Like a lulav dike, it has to be from the minim of lulav. So pshat is, the agad is a chelik of mitzvah lulav, and here there's a t'nai, that the agad has to be of one of the dalet minim of lulav. I think the chomer we find
Not in the Dalet Minim. The Dalet Minim, that's a mitzvah. You have to take a lulav, you have to take an esrig, so you have to take an arove, you have to take a dasim. That's mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. I don't know if you could, you can't schlep this mitzvah to sukkah. You need an esrig. An esrig is possible by sukkah, it's mekabel tumah. Al kolchoch, there's a new chaymer. There's a new chaymer that Rabbi Yehuda found, but there's another thing that's not a lulav, not an esrig. It's just a binder of the gimel minim, and there's a halach, it has to be from these dalet minim. So if I care, this is an agad, which could be done with anything, and that there's a hakpade, that it should be with a certain mean. So I think Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosai, Rabbi Yehuda that holds lulav tzorich agad, so he saw an akpode that the agad has to be one of the dalet minim. That's what he saw. So memel, and this is a chelik of mitzvahs lulav. You don't need this for the mitzvah. It's a paravizach. It's the agad of it. Vaval pikin, the Torah said it has to be a certain mean. So if it has to be a certain mean, So he said sukkah, which is more chomo, so the mitzvah of sukkah also should have this hagbole that lulav has. So that's why the limud is from the agad. Agad zikha is only one mean. But it has to be this, the hakpod is, it should be one of the dalet minim. So the schach also should be one of the dalet minim. Limotze echad mi dalet minim alole yoyoshe bebotel mi sukkah, nimtze zekal, Badin oye melamed chayme mitchilose. Kedu darashto. Malula bar kal sheni noig baleos ke biyomim. Yesh boi chayme. Ze sheni negel bedalad minim. Ze sheni negel bedalad minim. Suke chamurish negis baleilis. Alei zayis vale yeit shemen. La dalad minim nino. Rabbi de sova hanach letfonis. Vale hodos. Vale tmorim. Vale yeit sobis. Lschach. Snan, Mesachim ben Esorim. Now this is the Oisfer of Rav. Legosin shel Eretz. Einami, Dahani, Nesorim, Echad, Medalad, Minim, Heim, Miu, Meikra, Dediklanino, Nesorim comes from the trunk. Almel, Rabbi Yehuda, Siv, Veikra, Dedikle, Ksheirin, Laogdai, Shalulat. So it has to be kosher for the Agad of Lulat. The Ilav Hochei, Avalu, Keminacha. Because if it wouldn't be kosher, because if it's not kosher, so it would be a minach. The Rabbi Yehuda in suke elo behechshel lulav mikal b'chayma. If this is not kosher for the agad, he lafoch yavelu k'minach. The Rabbi Yehuda in suke elo behechshel lulav mikal b'chayma. Whatever is machshel the lulav, it also would seem the limit is from the agad abizol. So if you'll say that the ikra de dikla is not kosher for the agad, so then it wouldn't be kosher for sukkah either. And since we see it's kosher for sukkah, we see it's kosher for agad. Let us see Taisvis. The sieve ikra de dikla, Mikan kosher leperish akuntres de perik kosho, desnan elu yeroki sheodam yoitzbem yedei chayvose bepesach. Rekalchoshiv chachavine. So one of them is chachavine. A meforish bigmore, what is chachavine? Atzavso de diklo. Uperisham bekuntres, siv hadekel, shegodel soviv hadekel. So that's kosher for more. V'hoche mashmi shehu min ilon. It's a yisiv. The siv is a min ilon. V'hed yimrin en hosom ha-matzah min zroi, maf moire min zroi. So we see that, so you can't say that a tzavse is siv, because siv is a min ilon, and by more you need min zroi. Ab Yehuda Oimer ein Zuke Neheges Elo Ba'abas Minim Shebelulot. The last lay hodid arshine perikame ba'osbecho migol necho migvecho. There it says that the schach is from Pseilus Goyrim V'yekev. It's Pseilus Goyrim V'yekev. So it's not from the Dal Minim Shebelulot. But Pseilus Goyrim V'yekev akosu medabe. So he doesn't hold this droshe. But mikol mokim zektoisvis moide dey mesachichem bedover hamekabotum.
Al kaponim is moide that we're not mesachich b'dover ha-mekabel tume, afilu me'arbas ha-minim. That means like this, ha-mekoyer, that you're not mesachich b'dover ha-mekabel tume, but psoilus goyim v'yekim. Psoilus goyim v'yekim is not mekabel tume, not a noichel, not a keili. But, and Rabbi Yehuda, that doesn't hold this drosha, like she says, afal pikein, moide de mesachim b'dover ha-mekabel tume, afilu me'arbas ha-minim, going shosem em keli oy peiris deko chetayis could have been meisef and esrig also that won't be good according to Rabbi Yehuda. I how do we know this halacha? The bin in dumye the eight the man domar anani kovet hoy the gemara in the first parak wanted to bring this drasha that if you hold that the besukis say shafti is going on anani kovet, so our sukis have to be similar to the anani kovet. In this prat, that just like an ani kovid, are not mekabel tume, so this arsichach also shouldn't be mekabel tume. So memele, so this drosh Rabbi Yehuda holds. Ulaman di omar sukis mamish osu, if you'll say that they made mamish sukis, so we don't have a makir that lechera that you need sichach from a dover shayne mekabel tume. Osu lem yalfim di iskish sukir lachagige. So then it's a different makir. It says chaga sukkah, so a makshe sukkah to chagige. Just like a chagige is a balchai and not mekabel tume. So the schach also shouldn't be mekabel tume. But the Gemara before shlugged it up, the Gemara said, if you're learning out from chagige, so you should need balichai to me the chagige. So Taisi says, lo shayich lakshu yim hachagige balichai, me'achad lo yimachshirin, elo mi'abo aminim. The Gemara before was going without Rabbi Yehuda. So if our old Makar of Sichuch is, we're learning out from Dumi de Chagige, so say if it has to have the mile of Chagige, the Chagige is Abal Chai. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, what mean we know from the Kal Vachomer? Has to be one of the Dalet meaning. So the whole meduba is now. Does it have to be, can it be mekabel tuma, can it not be mekabel tuma? That would, the hekesh would help. Dumye de chagige. Just like a chagige is not mekabel tuma, so a suke is also not mekabel tuma. Hode if ligu rameyev rabbi Yehuda bepere kame v'nesorim shein b'em dalet. So machloik is, in the first peirik, between Rame and Rabbi Yehuda, Nesorim that are not Dalet Tforim. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's good, Rame holds it's no good. Ktoni umayda Rameya, tem yesh bein Neser le Neser kemolei Neser, that if, even though Rame holds that it is no good, shemeniach pesel echot beinayim, so you put psal, you put schach between them, they'll become kosher. The mashme psal loshem psoilus hagoyim v'yekev, because the pirush shom bekuntres. V'komar the moide l'Rab Yehuda. It says moide Rab Meir. So it seems who's he moide to? He's moide to Rab Yehuda. So l'chayre, so it seems Rab Yehuda nahakat to be moide. So it seems Rab Yehuda also holds that this is kosher. Now, how can Rabbi Yehuda hold that this is kosher if there's, if there's Pseilus going to Yekiv there? Pseilus going to Yekiv can't be Machsha, the Sukkah. Come with the Moidel Rabbi Yehuda. Loi Bishvil Sheyach Rabbi Yehuda be Pseilus going to Yekiv. It doesn't mean that Rabbi Yehuda would also be Machsha be Pseilus going to Yekiv. So you have to take this Moidel with a grain of salt. Come back to this. Inami mashe gozar uposal mina ilon korele psal. Psal does not have to be davke psal is going v'yekev. Psal could also mean that which is cut off from a tree. It could be a dekel tree, some emele, so there's bachalal no problem. I don't understand one nekude. The Gemara says as follows. This beraisa, what Tosfos brings down. So we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya, if you have nesorim, which are less than four tvachim, that's what the beraisa says, According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's kosher. According to Rameyer, it's not kosher. According to Rameyer, it's not kosher. Now, then the Gemara says, "Moide Rameyer, im yesh, bei neser le neser, kim loy neser, shemniach psal echot b'neim." So you put psal b'neim and it is good. Now, this umoide is going on two cases. On one case, it's going when the nesorim were less than four tefachim, which Rameya holds it is possible. Umoide Rameya, if he puts psal b'neim, it will be kosher, of the psal. Then Rashi says, umoide Rameya, Rameya is also umoide in a case where everyone holds it's possible. What if the nesorim were dalet tefachim? He's also moide that it'll be kosher if you put psal b'neim. So in moide rab meyer, there are two cases. One case is when the nesorim are less than dalet tefachim. The second case is when the nesorim are dalet tefachim. Now, when the nesorim are dalet tefachim, then the gemara is a whole problem. So if the nesorim are dalet tefachim, so dalet tefachim pasal the sukkah. Dalet tefachim of schach posel will pasal the sukkah b'emtza. So how is it kosher? So the Gemara says, "Psalul Cheshbon Nesa, Pesel Nesa, Pesel Nesa, Pesel." And you have two psalim beemtza, and it's a kimte, it's eight ames mitzumtzumis, and it's good. You say doifen akum until the psalim, and it's good. That's the case when the nesorim are dalit tefachim, and you have a problem. So if you have a problem, so then you only can be machsher it in such a case when it's eight ames mitzumtzumis, you machsher it with the shnei psalim be'emtza. Now, this case is taka problematic. In this case, Rabbi Yehuda will not hold that it's kosher. In this case, what Rameh is speaking about, Rabbi Yehuda will not hold that it's kosher because, again, you have four tvachim of pselus geirim v'yekev. So that'll make kalya. Four tefachim of schach posel pasul. So the four tefachim will make kalya. That would you have the middle. The sukkah in the middle is two psalim. So that can't kasha the sukkah. That's schach posel. So in this case, it's very difficult. But in this case, there's no moide because Rabbi Yehuda also never said that a neser of dalet tefachim is kosher. Rashi says a moide rameir. It means rameir says that in all cases, if you put psalim, it'll be good. But in this case, when there's dalet tefachim, if the neser is dalet tefachim, he's not moide to Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda also holds a neser of dalet tefachim is possible. So in this case, bechlal tosfos kasha is in shver because he's not moide to Rabbi Yehuda in this case because Rabbi Yehuda holds a neser of dalet tefachim is also possible. So he's only speaking about a case. When is he really moide to Rabbi Yehuda? When there's a neser of less than dalet tefachim. Nesa pesel is the nesa of less than dalet tefachim. In such a case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, taka be kosher. Not else the psalim, but be kosher else the nesorim. So if there's less than dalet tefachim, it's taka kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda. If there is dalet tefachim, it's taka be possible according to Rabbi Yehuda, but it's zichen no moide rameel Rabbi Yehuda. So I don't understand what Tosfos kasha was. Tosfos is asking Kasha, but come on, the moide Rabbi Yehuda, loy bishvil sheyach Rabbi Yehuda b'psel is going to be yekev. Taisa doesn't fear ice, so what's the, so if he, well, he's not marshes, so what's that moide? Taisa starts off with the Kasha, he's moide to Rabbi Yehuda, then Taisa says, he won't be marshes. So what's that moide? So Taisa like, keeps us in the luften. But I really don't understand, when there's dalet tefachim, this taka is not a moide, because Rabbi Yehuda also passed it. And when there's less than dalet tefachim, there's no problem, because it'll take be kosher out the nesorim, even though you have neser pesel. I don't understand klo what Tosfos kash is, and what Tosfos is saying in the first teretz. Kol din shat adon tchilos elahachme v'soyfe lahokol einei din. So we have here Rabbi Yehuda made a kal v'chomer, and chomim are chaylik on this kal v'chomer, because it'll bring kulis. Ki hai gavna pligi peri kosho, we have a similar machlokes in Pesachim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer and Bi'ur Chometz al Sreifa, that The Ashbos has to be through Sreife, Kalbochayma Minoisa, She'enei Bebal Yerot. Madoch Noisa. That is no Bal Yerot. That means after it becomes Noisa, there's no Yisrael, Bechol Rega, you're not allowed to keep it. Afal Pikein, there's a mitzvah Sreife, so Chometz, that's Bebal Yerot, Lachas Mani Surah, but it was a mitzvah Sreife. Madrile Rabbona, Shoi Seidin Chilos El Achme V'Soif El Hokel. You see, saying Achumre, that Ashbos has to be Davke in a certain Oifen, Davke through Sreife, Im Loimotza Eitzim L'Soifoi, so what will be the din? Will be Potter. So therefore they don't hold of the Kal V'Chaim. Ubahu, Bahi Kaim Alon, Krab Yehuda. Now, in this Machloikis, we have again, Krab Yehuda made this Kal V'Chaim. The Chachamim hold it's not a legitimate Kal V'Chaim, and we paskel like a Yehuda. The Stam Masnis and Peg Basra the Tmure, the Chometz B'Sreife. The Mishnah says Chometz is Minan Nisrofim. Alme, Cheshvina Leidin, Afal Pisha Seife Lahokel. That, so we see it's a din, even though it's Seife Lahokel. Peteime, the Hoche Ein Aloche Krab Yehuda, Leimar She'ela Bedalad Minim. Stamas nisim perikame, kerabonam bidoles agefen vesadlas tiktoni oishe kotzot ksheire. We have a stam mishne that adlas and agefen is kosher lesichuch. So we see that what? So it's a stire. In Psochem, we hold that Abihudis kalvochayim is a good kalvochayim. And here we see that it's not a good kalvochayim. Now the way I wanted to say before, L'chayre, it wouldn't be shvah, I wanted to say that the whole Kalvachayim of Rabbi Yehuda is, he learns out from the mitzvah's Agad. He learns out that the Agad, which is a chelik of the mitzvah, there's a din minim on the Agad. So Memele, so, he didn't learn out from the Dalad minim. The Dalad minim, a lulav and an esrig, is, you can't learn out, just like you need a lulav, he need a lulav. Doesn't need an essay. He's learning out from the Agad, which is a chelik of the mitzvah. There's no special inyan, but there's a certain mean it has to be. It can be done with anything. It has to be done to a certain mean. So the sach also has to be a certain mean. So if in kainem anachnu, then we could say that Emerson we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but that it's considered a kal v'chaim, and that's why paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by chometz. But by lulav, we don't pass like a Yehuda, because well, Allah, we pass in lulav ain't tzorich agad. So we don't have such a limud in Gansan that there's a din of minim. That you need a certain mean. And Taisus weiss, Taisus nicht das lech. Wie es leuma, da ha de keimlan hosen kab Yehuda. So Taisus takke says, that Emerson, we don't hold of the kalvachayma kab Yehuda, because we hold it's not a legitimate kalvachayma, since we're deriving kulis from it. Hi, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that ain't be a chometz al esreifa. Aine mikoyach din acha. Lemaise, he falls off from the kal v'chayma. V'yalev v'mamatzino. He learns out from a mamatzino. Minoiso, he makes a mamatzino. Minoiso sheyeshne bebal tasir. You're not allowed to leave over noiso. And if you left it over, you have to burn it. V'chometz yeshne bebal tasir. Manoiso besreifa, v'chometz besreifa. Now, a mamatzino, there's no problem that you're deriving kula. So I'm learning out aloha. If this is similar to this, it has these two cases are the same, it has the same alochas. Kamara kula. The midah of kal v'chomer is that the whole midah is the two cases are not the same. But we have a yesod that the dover chomo has to have all the chumras of the dover kal. So the whole midah is that we need the double chomer has to have chumres, so if through this midah we'll learn out kulis, we can't do such a thing. But for learning from a mamatzino, there's no problem whatsoever. Yehuda personally holds that an oshem toli that becomes noisa, he holds is bekvure. So they slug them up. So how could you say everything that's bebal tasir on itzreifa oshem toli techia? Vishasek Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda did not have what to answer them. Alma hoda beimeahi. So this bamotzinu is not a good limud because he had charote. So Taisa says no. Avagav dehu shasak. He kept quiet.
Anan loishas kinen, but we can make this mamatzino. The loishas akalamitoich divrayatz me bemeshayim bebokemacha de noisa bekvur. He personally holds that oshem toli shani toiso is bekvurim. So personally, he cannot make a mamatzino chometz from other noisa, because we'll say noisa shaloshem toli yechia. We disagree with that, Rabbi Yehuda. We hold that the Nois of Oshem Toli is Bishreifa, the Enkan Yechiyah, so we don't have a Yechiyah. So we have a new Lima, so we have a Lima of a Mamatzina without a Pilchet. So therefore, that's why Lalocha we hold that Chometz is Bishreifa. Peviyu Alei Zayis, Rabbi Yehuda have a Mukhila Litfonis. We see Taisis did not have the Girs of Beferish in the Gemara. Zog de Gemara weiter. Mi yom a Rabbi Yehuda bas mine mein mi de achin eloi, das Rabbi Yehuda taka hold. That suke is, all the schach is only kosher. From the, one of the dalet minim, bas hanyem, siche cho ben esorim shal erez. If a person was mesachach ben esorim shal erez, she yesh bem dalet vochim, di akol psulet. Ein beim Dalet Vorchim, Ramei Apoysa, Rabbi Yudha Marshall. So we see that Rabbi Yudha was Marshall, Nesorim Shel Erez, which is not from the Dalet Minim, if it's less than Dalet Vorchim. Moi, der Ramei Shem Yesh, Bein Nesel, Le Nesel, Kamoli Nesel, Shemini Yerpesel, Bein Neim Ukshayrom. Al Kaponim, the Kashi is from Rabbi Yehuda. As Rabbi Yehuda said that Nesorim, Pochis, Midalet Vorchim, Shel Erez is kosher. And here we see that it is not kosher. And here he says you need the dalet minim. And but the Gemara, my eres hodos. Eres is also, the suga varosim, hodos is a type of an eres. Kita rabbe baravuna, dama rabbe baravuna, omri beirab, asore mini arozim heim. There are 10 types of arozim, shenema etim bemidba eres, shite vohodos. Zogt Rashi, Sichro b'nesorim shel erez garsinen hoche, Yud min arozim ein bohodos chad minaye b'meseches Rosh Hashon. Zogt Toisvus, my erez hodos k'darabe baravune doma yud min arozim ein. Teime. Rav Yehuda omar Rav, the polygolot, according to Rav Yehuda omar Rav, ma'ikol emeimah. Abida Marav is choylik an Ravune. He holds that there's only 4 mini arozim. Toma b'meseches Rosh Hashanah perikim einam makirim. Dalet mini arozim heim. Elo heim erez v'katreis v'et shemen u'broish. Now, what did Rav do with this member of Rabbi Yehuda? Rav says that he can only be mesachich with dalet minim sheba lulev. And that's Rabbi Yehuda said, and Rabbi Yehuda said to Mesachich Be'erez. So what did Rav do with these 2 members of Rav? L'sforim degar siler beperkama bereise desanye kebosi de Rav, sich rabbe nesorim, she'ein be'em arbo divrei hakel k'sheire v'loi goresh shel erez niche, de bereise dohoch etanye kebosi de shmul v'loi choshev lo Rav ike. That means, we had a machlokes before, between Rav Shmuel, what case the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda Rameir is. Rav said the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Rameir is davke b'nesorim shel dalet tfochem. Pochis mi dalet tfochem, everyone holds its kosher. The Gemara brings Tanya kebosi de Rav, sicha b'nesorim shein b'ma'abo, divrei hakel k'sheir. So we have a bereise like Rav. Then Shmuel said, everyone holds by dalet tfochem, it's posel. All machloikis is pochis mi dalet tfochem. Then we had Tanya Kevose de Shmuel, this Barais over here, Sichem Nesorim Shal Erez, Shesh Bem Dalet Vochem, Diver Hakol Psula. So now, what did Rav do with this Barais? So, this Barais, forget about the Rav and Rosh Hashanah. What did Rav do with this Barais that says that Dalet Vochem, Diver Hakol Psula, he holds Dalet Vochem, that's the Machlekes. So Rav held that this is not a philosophical Barais. And he had another Barais that says like him. So if in the Baraisa that says like him, we're not Geiris Eres. This Baraisa, we're Geiris Eres, so this Baraisa is Tamazay not for Leslach, but for other reasons also. So Memela is, so it's not gefelech from this parais. That's what Tosfos answers. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Rameyer oimer afilu b'meshiche. Tanya omar Rameyer, Maise b'yekire Yerushalayim, Shaya oigdim eslulaveim b'gemoinioiz shal zot. Rameyer, it says in the Baraise, Rameyer b'raya from the Yekire Yerushalayim. Amuloi misham raya, b'minu haya oigdim oisoi melamata. Now let us see Rashi. The Rashi, Bikiri Yerushalayim, Minich Bedei Yerushalayim Hashirim, Mini Oigdom Oisim Ilamata, Nimtso. Agat Elyain Lenoi Baalme, Veloi La Harsher Mitzvah. The Agat Elyain was not to be Marsha the Mitzvah. For the Mitzvah you need, Dalad Minim, Doimino Bukibas, Olafikach, So that which is for the mitzvah, so that has to be from the dalad minim. But that what he's talking, they put lenoi baalme, that is not a toisvis. Now the shaila is the kapas tamarim is ma'ira. I mean, what was this baraisa moisef on the mishnah? We had the same story in the mishnah. I have this in the baraisa. Two things. One thing it says, Biyakir Yerushalayim, Tashirim. Swamshari wants to say, Stamazai, that the Barais is telling us that only the Ashirim made gold on their Lulavim. Those who weren't Ashirim, they had, even though there's an Indian, it's Anoy, and very nice, but a person who's not an Osher, should the money he has, he should invest in other Inyonim. That's Tamazay a good Yediyah. But he wants to say, we find a difference that in the Mishnah it says, an Amrulai b'mini ha-yoigdem ha-yisrei milamata. By the Baraisa it says, Amrulai misham raye b'mini ha-yoigdem ha-yisrei milamata. Misham raye. You have two extra words over here. So the Kapis Tamarim wants to say as follows. That over here, in the Mishnah, we can learn shot in the Mishnah, that, Rabbi the Bodaraya see that they're using, Rameya Bodaraya, that they're using gold to be ma'agid the dos. Amrulai, b'minya ya'ig the ma'isim ilamata. So they told him, they didn't know clear. He says, could be they were ma'ayah, b'minya raya. What you saw in the naked eye doesn't mean anything. Could be b'minya yogdim oisim ilamata. That means I don't know. But you can't prove against me. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So in the Mishnah, that you can learn from the Mishnah, that means you bring over a ma'isa which occurred. So could be b'minya yogdim oisim ilamata. Here it says, misham raye b'minya yogdim oisim ilamata. Faker, they say, for there you bring a right spoon faker. We knew klar that b'minim ayoigdem ayisem ilamata. Now let me ask you, why did they need this? Sarkochach punfakel. Because they hold that ain't ayoigdem ayisem elo b'minay. That's why did they do this? Misham raya beloshen to me. That's a raya. Fakel. That's a raya to me. B'minim ayoigdem ayisem ilamata. That's how the Kapas Morim wants to say. So that's what the Baraisa was meisiv on the Mishnah. Zog de Gemara weiter. Amalohu Rabbe, Lahani Megadloi Haishane de Beiresh Geluse. They were workers hired by the Reish Geluse, and they used to go and tie together the Haishanis. They used to tie together, they were Ma'agid, the Haishanis of the Reish Geluse. So they told them, Ki Gadliso Haishane, the Veresh Geluse, Shairi Bei Beishat. So you should make sure that there should be a place where there's no agad over there, that the hand could hold on. In the Shairi Bei Beishat, Ki Heichi De Lehev Chatzitze. That means like this, if the agad will cover the whole area of the Gimel Minim, so you don't have where to hold it. So, Lamaisa, there'll be a chatzitza. Wherever he's holding it, there's a chatzitza. So Memele, so Shairi may leave over a place where there's no Agah there, so be able to hold the Minim. That's what Rabbi, that's how Rabbi instructed the Megadle Beresh Gelusa. And Rava Omar, Kolena Oisai Eine Chaitzitz. Speaking in Hilchas Chatzitze, so Rabbi said, since it's Lena Oisai, so there's no Din Chatzitze. So you could make it where you always made it, and they could hold it, but Mokim Agat. There's no Psul Chatzitze. Let us see Rashi. Megadlei Hishane Oigdei Halulovim, those who were Ma'aged Lulovim. Loshin Gdilim. So Rashi says, Megadlei is a Loshin Gdilim. And Gdilim is, I saw in the Ksave Kabole, on the Posik, Gdilim Tasalocho, Allah Bekampis Ksuscho, so he says, the Taich of Gdil is a Loshin of Kriche. The Gdil is the chelik of the tzitzis which are samach to the konov, were kairich the shamish over them. That's the taich Gdil. So Gdil is a loshen kriche. So megadle hishane, so that means those who are kairich the gimel minim together, that's the taich Gdilim. Viloshen ashas loima, now I think viloshen ashas loima, Rashi is saying up. Megadlei Heshane, Oigdei Halulovim, those who are Ma'agadu Lulovim, Loshen Gdilim, a Loshen of Kriche. So that means, in our Gemara, we can teach Megadlei literally that it means Kirche Heshane. And those who made the Agdad were Kirche, the Gimominim together. The Loshen Ashas Loime, I think the Losh means Avo, Loshen Ashas Loime, but we Shas, in the Shasman they use this word Megadle, Lachol Umin Bedovo Loshen Zed. That every Umin is, they use this Loshen. Kigoyim Hach the Perik Mashkin, Le Megadle Oyari, those who made Oyari were type of traps of fish, Le Megadle Tanuri, those who made Tanurim, b'chayle shel moyit. Now, lemegadle tanuri, you also say koyachim. Then you can say koyachim. Lamadeto sheperish loshen zeh loshen asiyah v'tikon. Megadle means oisim. So I think Rashi means to say that here you could say, you could use it literally. It's a loshen of gdilim of kriche. But Rashi says you don't have to say this because you see all over where it's not shayach kriche, they also use a loshen megadli. So Rashi says megadli is a loshen oisim and mesaknim. Shairi bei beisyad mitachas laagad. So leave over underneath the agad a place where you could put his hand. Shloikochenu bemokim igudai. You shouldn't hold it where the agad is. The kosova, because Rabba holds ein ha'agad min ha'mitzvah kerabon. Domrein tzorech agad. Agad abim min ha'mitzvah, the sichon of psul chatzitza. This is the tzures halulah. But they hold agad ein min ha'mitzvah. Domrein tzorech agad. So you have here something that is being chaitzitz bein yodov la gimel minim. So this is not a lekicha. He's not taking it in ganzen because there's a dover hachoitzitz bein yodov legimul minim. Let us see Taisvus. Ki heichi deloy lehevi chatzitze. The kesova rabbe holds min beminei chaitzitz. Rabba holds min b'mina is chaitzitz. Now, uskan shayla ben, who says that Rabba holds min b'mina is chaitzitz? Halacha we paskin that lulav ein tzorech agad. Rashi said lulav ein tzorech agad. So he could be ma'agid with other minim also. So it's ein minay. So how did Taisvis jump to the conclusion that he holds min b'mina chaitzitz? So the Oitzer brings down a very beautiful terz, Mashoyes the Kasha. So the Oitzer says a very beautiful terz. Oitzer says, if he held, then min b'mini ain't chaitzis, why should he tell them how to make it with ganze maises? Tell them to be ma'agad b'minoi. He could do the same thing. So So that's what Taisus says. So Taisus says, no, he'll mean the mina is also chaitzes. So the only eitze is, he has to tell them, you have to leave over a space where you can hold it without any chatzitz. Inami, maybe doesn't hold 100% mean b'minei chaitzitz, he holds, mishim the mesafkele. Ki the muchach peirik behim amekashe, this is a member of Rabbi, kol chosoi achoisoi v'itziyosoi mahu. The Gemara clears a shayla over there. Now a bechir that is a peter rechem, he has to be peter the rechem. He has to be peiseach the rechem. That brings about the kedushas bechir. So the Gemara clears a shayla. What if the bechir had a sister, a twin that was born together with him, and she enveloped him b'shas the yitziyah? So Mamela, when he went out, he wasn't Bechlar, he didn't touch the Rechem at all. He went out, and that means that she covered him, and he went out covered with his sister. The Meforish Rabbeinu Tam, Hainu Nikeve Sheneil Da Imoy. V'korilei achoisa, even though really there's no yichus relationship between them, k'dash k'mper k'alabosa, ein liyala b'chalei vime, b'chalei b'achoisa, g'day l'minayim. So memele, so what is Taisus asking? So Taisus is asking, what's the shayla? It's min b'minoi. So raye, that rabba holds, min b'minoi. Ha'kuponim is a sofik, if it's chayitz, it's onah. Kataisis and Bchiris is metzada to say that Achais is min b'sheine minay, because she's not a min b'chayr, even though the male could be that's called eine minay. That's what Taisis is metzada to say. Al kaponim of a Taisis here holds that it's called minay, and Rabba holds min b'minay is chaitzit. I'm a supik. Now Taisis says, I have a problem. What am I pekamad the Bchiris? Rabbi Chamoire Sheloi Bikcho, V'yodo Shnei Zechorim. The Mishnah is speaking about there that a Chamoire had two Zechorim. There's a Machlokes Tanoim, what's with these two Zechorim? They came out of Basachas. So Rabbi Yosi holds both of them Abchorim. He holds Efshel Tzamtzim, so it could be both came out of Basachas, so both of them have Kedushas Bchorim. The Rabbanan hold the Efshel Tzamtzim, so Al Kolchoch, one came out before the other. We don't know which one is the Bechir. Okay, so Misafik, each one is a Safik Bechir. So now, the Gemara is a pilpul over there, Leime Kasavri Miktas Rechem Mikadish. Now, if these two Bechirim came out together, and only one is a Bechir, but Al Kaponim, the one that is Bechir, he was only Negeya B'Miktas Rechem. He didn't touch the other side of the rechem where the other one came out from. So Memela, so the Gemara is Sakasha, Leime, Kasova, Miktsis, Rechem, Mekadish. The Kule, Rechem, Mekadish, if you hold that, the Negiye, Bekule, Rechem, Mekadish. Nehei, the Yevshel, Tzamtzim, good, the Yevshel, Tzamtzim, they came out together, Abachatzitzim, Yeika. That's the Gemara's kasha. So what is the svar of the Chachomim? How do they say that one Al-Kaponim is a Sofik Bechoyer? There was no Negiyas HaRechem Bekuloi. So the Pesayis Gishpata Yisoy that Miktas Rechem Mekadesh. And for the Gemara, Omar Ravashi min b'minoi ein echoitzitz. So Ravashi said, no. You need take kol Rechem Lekadesh, but min b'minoi ein echoitzitz. Now we're in hot water. So Al Kaponim, we have an often a Mishnah that says that Yotzu Shneim Ke'echod, that one is a Bechoyer, the other one didn't become a Bechoyer. Now Kochoch, the only way we understand the Mishnah, Ravashi said, Min b'min lo yein echoitzes. Chosamu de pshitalon, mishum de ike miktas rechem b'loi chetzitzes. Now Taisva says over there it's poshit because mitzas rechem b'loik chitzit. Now let's try to explain what Taisva is saying. We have here two problems. We have a problem, our sugya, that's one problem. We'll talk about that soon. We have a problem with Gemara and Chulin. It seems that's a member of Rabbi. Kol chesa achoyse beitziyosei mahu. That when the Bchoyer came out completely enveloped to his sister, so there is a suffix in the Gemara if he has Kedushas Bchoyer, because there's no Negiyas HaRechem. And here we have an offer in the Gemara that the same mean b'mini ain't echoitzit. So Taisvus answers, Hosom with the Pshitalon, Bishamdika Mikzas Rechem Beleichatzit. The Gemara in Bchoyer is, since there is an Egiya b'miktus harechem, so then it's good. But Gemara and Chulin, since it's completely enveloped, then it's no good. Atkan loshen Taisvus. Now we have to understand what the lomdus of Taisvus is. It could be pshat and Taisvus is, there's a Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos that Ayin Ches, Amid Aleph and Amid Beis. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara klaus a shayla, Giyoyresh shetovlo. That if a Giyoyresh tovled herself, that means a goite, she's tovling herself for shame geiris. So the Gemara says a Giyoyresh muberesh shetovlo, she had a uber, and she tovled herself, so the Vlad, when it'll be born, will not need tvila. The tvila of the aim will help for the uber also, so it helps for him. So the Gemara asks, why does it help? L'chayre, it's a chetzitze. The aim is a chetzitze for the uber. The Gemara wants to say, maybe you'll tell me that the uber, the ainei makpid, ainei chaytzitz. The uber is not makpid at all with the mother there. Fakelti, it's very comfortable that the mother is there. So the male, it's ruboi ve'enei makpid, it's ainei chaytzes. Frek the Gemara hanimili ruboi, abol hoche kuloi. It's kuloi. So the Gemara, that's a kasha. Then the Gemara says a teretz on this kasha, haino revise. The Gemara comes with a teretz. Now what is pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara said Rube Shaini Makbid is a chetzit. It's not a chetzit. What if it's kulay? So it's kulay ain't makbid. So we say kulay ain't makbid is different than Rube ain't makbid. The Briske Rav al Rambam Hilchas Mikvois Perik Beis Halachat Hazvov says as follows. This is the lashon of Briske Rav. The afal gav the ruboy she'enay makpid enay chaytzitz. Mikol mokem kol zeh davke beruboy. Avul kulay chaytzitz. If it's kulay is chaytzitz. V'habir. What's the difference? So he says like this. Afal gav the din chaytzitze toli b'makpid. That's we have a lachem ma'ish misina. Chaytzitz davke b'is makpid. It's not makpid. It's not din chaytzitze. Avul mikol mokem. Kivin shuhu kulay mechuse, if the uba is completely covered, in kein arei ein kan bias mayim klal. So then we consider that the uba never entered the mikveh. He's in the mother, and the mother went him, but by him there never was a bias mayim. Mishimhachi gloidaninim was a bedine chetzitze. That doesn't go into the category of dine chetzitze. Verak beruboy. The yesh kan al koponim bias mayim. But if there's ruboy on a person is tovel himself. And there's ruboy sheini makpid. So the maisa, they went into the mikveh. There was a bias mayim. And he says, nachavot, even the yesh kan al koponim bias mayim, that bias mayim al miktose choshu ki bias mayim al kuloy. If they entered the mikveh, so it's considered the whole goof entered the mikveh. Shamu de nemro dine chatzitze. So the Briske Rav says a yesod, there's a difference between kuloi and ruboi. Ruboi is considered as a bias mayim, and there's psulei chatzitze, and in hilchis chatzitze, the dinim, any makpid is not chaytzitz. That's a din in, that's hilchis chatzitze. Kuloi, bechlaude was not bias mayim. Tachsach mir, this Briske Rav is a teret, tachsach mir, Rabochon, and asks Akashe, in Yevomis, the Moses Kule, I mean, b'mine yeine chaytzitz. Rabbi Chanan asked this kasha. The Gemara speaks about any makpid. Rabbi Chanan asked, min b'mina ein echaitzit. So it's the same shtik teire. Min b'mina isn't better. Min b'mina is only a halach and hilchis chatzitze. Hilchis chatzitze is if there is a bias mayim, but it's not touching all over. That is psulei chatzitze. There was a tvile, there's a psul chatzitze, then there's hilchis chatzitze. Ein makbid ein echaitzit. Min b'mina ein echaitzit. That's din of hilchis chatzitze. But kuloi is called, there's no bias mayim in gatz. So that's the mere, that is what Taisvis is saying over here. Taisvis is saying, Taisvis is a stir of two gemaras. Rabbi klar a shayla kol chaso achoy soy, he had a shayla if to be kedushas p'choyer. So there he was completely enveloped by his sister. There was not even a negi at all. That's not called there was a peter rechem with a psul chatzitze. It's called the, Ibachlal was not a poiterechem. He just went through. But he wasn't a poiterechem. Because it was kulai. Masha Einkein, the Gemara in Bechoyres, the Gemara speaking about when two Bechoyrim went out. So the Zohar touched one side of the rechem. The other side he didn't touch. And we hold kulai rechem mekadish. That the nechetzitze. And that the Gemara said, min beminoi, ein echetzitze. That's the Lechayre, this part of Taisvus was asking a stira from the Gemara in Chulin to the Gemara in Pchayres. So Taisvus answered, Asamu de Pshitala Mishamdika Mikzas Rechem Beloi Chatzit. Fa'af al gav da hoche nami have a chaitzitz la'agad. Umiktsoso beloicha tzitze bekakopit rabe. Now Taisus goes to Asugya. Fine. Chulin and Bchayres we took care of. What's with Sukkah? Agamore, number one, we see that min b'mine didn't help. In number two, our case, it wasn't kuloi. You see, because Rabbi said you have to leave over a place for the whole hand. He didn't say leave over a place for Miktsos hand. A Miktsos hand is also no good. So here it's miktsasa, here it's min beminoi. The kakopid rabbit. So now we're stuck. Fataisvi says, Dume leido shani de uchayu shel to'umim bohochi. So Taisvi says, maybe that gemore that said min beminoi ene choitzitz, you have to add another knach to it. That the reason it's not choitzitz is because the uchayim shel tumim b'hochi, that is the way tumim go out. So memele, it's not every min b'mina yene choitzitz. A chetzitza which is uchayu to occur, that's the oifen how it occurs, then it's not choitzitz. Vashenkin over here, the lekiches halulav does not have to be with chetzitza. There's no din of ulchayu bohochi, so by us, afilu min beminoi bemiktas will also be choitz. Period. Baha da ashkechan besoif shtei midois, de marbe kolbale choivrim lesmiche. The Gemara in Menachah says that if you have, let's say, Shutvim in a kolben. So we say that all of them have to make smiche. They're all bailam on the kolben. They all have to make smiche. Bozeh achel zeh. Ubetnufais. Now what if you have shutvim on a kolben that needs tnufe? Echod meile meinef ayedei kulam. One makes the tnufe and that helps for all of them. Leiboy lemeilef tnufe bekalbochayme mismiche. The man wants to make a kavuchayim, the madach smiche, each one has to make tnufe, each one has to make tnufe. It's a kavuchayim, but tnufe is mochama. So the Gemara says, the loy efshe, the heichi neved, linfe kulo ba'adi adodi, kahavi chatzit. So let's just explain one thing. The Gemara learns that over there, you cannot make, it says in the Pasuk you have to make one tenufa. You can't make 10 tenufas. Smichas, you make 10 smichas. Each one is same. But that's no problem. Somehow. But by tenufa, it seems as a miyut, you can only make one tenufa. So the only way you can make one tenufa is that all hold it and lift it up together. So the Gemara says, we have a limud of a kal v'chomer, it should be like that. So the Gemara says, how could they all lift up together? Linfe kuli badi adodi kahave chatzitze. Now over there, l'chayre, it's min b'minoi. It's each hand is chaytzitz, it's min b'minoi. In Rava holds min b'minoi is not chaytzitz, v'le'ein l'chayu b'hochi. So how do we understand this? Afilu l'rove da omar hoche min b'mini ene chaytzes b'komokim pirchahi. That means if you're learning out tenufe from smiche, so you can only learn out a tenufe that is dumye de the smiche. The smiche is speaking about a smiche without any chatzitza whatsoever, not al tlomdis. But you're learning out tnufe from smiche, so the tnufe has to be equivalent to the smiche. And since the smiche is a smiche without a chatzitze, so the tnufe also be a smiche without chatzitze. Void midi de lavulche svaru de chaytze. Now Taisus is saying, I think Taisus is meant to say before we said it, there's a suffix ulchayu bahochi. There's something that's part of it. There's something that's lavulche. Lavulche is chaytzes apil according to Rabbi. Kedis nampeg beis desvochim al gabi regel chaveiroi posel. If a person is standing on like this, the din is that the kahanim had to do the avoide. They were barefoot. And they wasn't permitted to be anything chaytzes bein raglom l'ritzpe. So the Gemara says, Al gabi regel chaveiroi posel. Ubeperik eitziu loy. Your period. So memela, so that's. Ubeperik eitziu loy mi boi leilor mi bachom mei niach mizrak teich mizrak vikibu boi es adam. That means that he put one mizrak and the other mizrak, and the kohen was holding the outside mizrak. And it was mekabel dam and inside mizrak. Mal min b'min echaitzitz, say ein echaitzitz. Umasig the ein echaitzitz. Dersiv, it says in the posik, that's called kli ashoris asher yishosu bom, bakoidish. Shnayim kelim v'sheiros echad. That means you have two kelim and one sheiros. So we learn out that what? That it's good. V'hoder, so it's good. So there we have enough in the Gemara that it's good. V'hoda mi boi lei nirsiv b'soich ha-mizrak, t'ave min b'shein emin e'choytzitz e'yein e'choytzitz. Then we have another, the next Gemara is that we put a sieve in, and the sieve is that the dam goes through the sieve, it fills up the mizrak. So now we have a double problem. We have a problem, the first case, we're speaking about two kalim, and there we say a posik mean would seem mean b'minoi ein echaitzitz, and then we have a suffix maybe mean b'shein emine is also not chaitzitz. So Taisa says ve'ein ledames kol hadvorim. Each case you can't be medames. So that's what yes b'chlal no shayches with us.